Hi, I'm Magellan.
This is Cor.
Hey, how you
and
doing?
And we are here with Harry J. Hart.
Howdy.
At Lion Dance Records. And today we're going to talk about archery. We're not. We're going to talk about Harry, who's got some cool stuff going on. First, most important thing is you've just released a single.
Yeah.
Which is a bit exciting.
Yeah, it's kind of like my first proper single.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There is one up there, but it was like, it was something I did through school. And we put it up there because you can't have a Spotify profile without having a song on. And I was like, it's a throwaway song. I hate it anyways. It'll go up. As soon as it comes out, it's gone. Except it kind of did a thing and got like 3,500 plays in a week.
Wow.
How did you do that?
I don't know. I wanted it gone. But yeah.
You must have an epic manager.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, she seems like a cool lady.
Yeah.
Nice. You guys are kind of like Dynamite Team, actually. We got Tara sitting behind the camera.
Hey, y'all.
Tara's my mom. Cool. She manages me.
Yeah.
Cool.
She's pretty nifty.
Pretty nifty.
Pretty nifty.
Actually, is that like, do you guys get, because like having, working together-ish, living together, is all your conversations revolved around music in the music scene, or do you have like normal lives too?
I don't know. Like, it gets annoying sometimes. It's like, dude, I'm not even awake yet, and you're like, Harry, you've got to do an Instagram post today. It's like, or I could nap for another 20 minutes. Yeah, it's either that or it's, I lied. There is no other. It's kind of just like, oh, music. Yeah. And it's either like, yeah, music, or it's like, oh, music.
But you wake up and walk downstairs to the music room.
Yeah.
And you come up for food.
Can I add that I do wake up at 11:30?
The joy.
He says that's all it is. It's like, that's all you do.
Yeah.
It's like, you live and breathe your music, so...
Mm.
Okay, yeah. All right, I won't talk to you about music. And then you walk upstairs and go, oh my God, there's this amp.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a different kind of music. I like the music gear.
Yeah.
So you have a passion for the music gear, hey?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe a bit too much.
But... Too much?
Can you send us a photo of your spare pedals sitting on the wall? It's like a shoe rack in someone's house. I've never had a shoe rack.
And you got as and many guitars as your age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. A few of them.
Let me explain. I'm not crazy.
Mum came across Lloyd's Auctions.
Oh no!
Yeah.
It's your dad's, it's
always Mum's fault.
Blame your manager.
So yeah, it was like, oh, there's a Tanglewood. $10.
It's all yours.
I was like, oh, cool. I could like do a thing of like selling these on Facebook or whatever. For a bit more than $10.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's nothing wrong with this one. And they did ukuleles and stuff. And yeah, so we still have...
So you did that for a while?
Did that for a while. I've still got a few guitars from the auctions that I just didn't do anything with. And they're kind of just sitting in the garage gathering dust. Yeah, I do.
You've got one. And that was the one that your cousin painted.
No, I've also got the red guitar that kind of looks like Satan.
We're both into can of worms here.
Yeah. I feel like we should have another stool so you can join.
Yeah, so there's like one that I bought, which I don't know if you know what a Floyd Rose bridge is, but it's a floating bridge. So you know how like whammy bars normally only go down?
Mm-hmm.
This one also goes up.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
There's like a cavity down the back and there's like springs and weights. And it's a pain in the ass. So I don't play it. So the guitars that I actively do play, there's like 8 or 9, which is still excessive, but
all at the same time. Too.
It's yeah.
No,
one for nearly every finger.
Yeah, almost.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's cool though.
Yeah.
So when you go to gigs, what's your setup like?
Okay, so I take 2 guitars. I have an acoustic, which is either a Fennec acoustic from... It was one of their first models that they did.
Mm.
They don't do them anymore, but it's basically like an OM 808 shape.
Mm-hmm. And you're endorsed by them, hey?
Yeah. Nice. So I either take that or I take this one, which is a grand auditorium that my dad built through Fennec Guitars.
Wow.
Yeah. Which, with Fennec, all their guitars are made out of sustainable Australian timbers.
Nice.
So this one is silver kwandong top with a... Oh, I've gone blank. Something back inside. Blackwood.
Yeah.
And it's got a kwandong neck. Mm. Fingerboard, sorry, which is one of the hardest timbers in the world, I think.
Wow.
But yeah, it's awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
So that's like the acoustic side. And then I have either... There's three guitars that I transitioned, but it's now going to be four because I picked a new one up.
Yeah.
Like for the electrics. So I either take my Strat, which I bought at Norm's Rare Guitars, which was really cool because the dude who sold it to me is now the Mark Agnesi. He's like one of the heads of Gibson now.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really cool. So there's that. There's a Fennec Telecaster, a Gretsch hollow body, which is double cut and it's white. That's pretty. I like it.
Nice.
Or Jazzmaster. And sometimes my Fennec Bentley. So that's kind of like, I pick and choose depending on the gig. I'll be like, oh, today I feel like playing this one.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I have them. Then I go to my pedal board, which is, again, semi-excessive, but really not because I use all the pedals on there.
Yeah.
And then I split to PA and amp. Mm-hmm. Through an ABY pedal, and from there I switch, like, whether it's acoustic or go to the PA.
Yeah.
Electric to the amp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Cool. So the new single, tell us a bit about it.
Like... Yeah. So it's called It Calls Out.
Yep.
And I wrote it in 2017.
Uh-huh.
So a little while ago, but it was kind of like very bland. Three chords of the whole song. And then at Big Sound last year, I met my producer, Joel, at Head Atlas Studios. And I took it to him. I was like, I got this song. I guess it's kind of cool. Do you vibe? Should we record it? And he was like, I like it, but there's some things we need to do to it first. Rework it. So we added like a bridge and some cool things to it. And now it's this really cool, like, I don't want to say masterpiece, but it's something that I'm really proud of.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that came out 2 days ago, July 10th.
Yep.
At midnight, which is cool. I celebrated by making 2 minute noodles.
Nice.
Yeah.
What fun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was kind of just like in the middle of it and I was like, oh, it's midnight. Oh, my song's out. Noodles. yeah, so that was good. But yeah, so it's my debut single.
Mm-hmm. And, congratulations.
Thank you.
Nice one.
Yeah. It's it's groovy. It's not really groovy, it's alternative rock. But it's groovy.
It's groovy alternative rock.
Yeah. but yeah, so it was really cool to be able to hear my stuff. Like produced because the sound that I have in my head, like when I hear my songs as a whole, when I write, is kind of like alternative rock, but produced as a pop song.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd listen to it and you'd be like, oh yeah, I could see this kind of mainstream.
Yeah.
But live, it's like, hey, balls to the wall, like just hectic kind of stuff, but not really like hectic. But a lot more energy than on the recording.
Yeah.
I guess, I think. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
So when you play live. Yeah. When you play live, you play with a band?
Yeah. Yeah, so I recently just upgraded to a 4-piece, which is really, really cool having a second guitar because I was playing in a trio before. But it's really different having a second guitarist because you now have to totally change the sound because beforehand it's like, all right, well, I'm the only guitarist, so I got to take up as much sound as I can.
Yeah.
Then you can kind of do what you want.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I don't have to be structured. I can make this solo go on.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you're talking about. But now it's kind of like, all right. Yeah. Solo's only 8 bars.
Damn it.
But yeah. It's...
Magellan said one time she did a she did a gig that, like, she's like, oh, nothing really happening. It was right just there. So she was like,
boring gig.
Yeah, so she was like, I ended up doing like 3 songs in 45 minutes with these epic guitar solos that went for like 9 minutes long.
Hell yeah.
It was great. I enjoyed myself.
I guess that would not work in a band setting. Everyone in the band would be not. Like, what are you doing? Shut up. Just unplug.
I've had enough of playing this one loop. Like, come on. We can move on.
Yeah. The drummer's like, what the fuck? And the bass player's like, oh my God.
Yeah. It's like when you have a keyboard player too, because I like study jazz at uni, and the keyboard players, I swear, because I think they've got 10 buttons that they can push all of them all at the same time. They control everything. So, like, it's like, yeah. I can make my solos go as long as I want. And I can even change the chord progression, like, mid-solo if I want to. But as soon as you put, like, I don't know. I just, when you're playing with the band, it's cool, but it's a lot more structured. Mm. And especially with keys players, because they're always like, no.
And that's not why always. I don't have a keys player. But, yeah, it's great, because, like, my guitarist is he's blues-based.
Yeah.
So he gets the, oh, okay, yeah, no, he wants to keep going.
Yeah, we need to solo now.
Yeah, it's like, no, he's vibing. Let him go.
Just we'll pull him back in.
Undo the leash, be free. Yeah. yeah. So it's good that, like, we all kind of get that. And we're getting better at reading each other when playing.
Yeah, that takes time.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it's coming a lot quicker than it has with previous arrangements of the band.
So with COVID, all the whole COVID thing happening, obviously, like, it went pretty quiet gig wise for you. Like, have you got much coming up now?
Yeah,
where people can come and listen to you play?
Yeah, well, I've got a gig August 1st at Barbecue Bazaar.
Nice.
Starting at 7 o'clock, something like that. I'm not really too sure when it starts.
You'll be there at some point.
It starts at some point in the night.
And it finishes at some point in the night.
Yeah, some point in between those two, I will.
We'll probably be there because it's just around the corner. So we'll probably rock it at some point.
Yeah.
Be grooving.
Woo!
grooving to your alt rock.
Yeah. Grooving to the not so groovy alternative rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's happening. The lineup is Renee. I am still working on pronunciation of his last name. Lefevre?
That sounds great. We'll go
sounds
with that.
Sounds great. We'll roll with that. And then also Wooden Major, which is another brand that I'm good friends with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So it should be good fun.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's the only one in the pipeline so far.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, in Ipswich this Saturday I'm playing at
Studio 188.
Yeah.
Ah, cool.
Nice. Callum and Lara, and with Andy Ellum as well.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so that'll be a vibe. So.
Uh huh.
That's happening.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's cool to actually have some bookings coming back in.
I know, right?
Because I'm like, I've got 3 gigs booked now for the next, like, little while, I think. No, 2 or 3. 1 that I need to confirm. But it's like, thank God. Like, I can actually, like, be what I do. Or do what I, you know, like,
do what I
be. What you do what I be. What you be.
It's been weird. Really weird.
Yeah.
But it's fine. It's good. I survived.
I'm so keen to finally start gigging again. Because, like, I have not gigged consistently since November last year because we went away as a family for the first time in like forever.
Yeah.
And then as soon as we got back, I flew out to the States and was gone through all of... So yeah, we left like mid-December and they got back before the end of the year, but I got back just before February.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Feb came, I had 2 weeks to like unjet lag myself. Yeah. And which I was like enough time to, but yeah, because I just turned 18 too.
So it was like, I need partying. You weren't actually jet lagged. You're actually just really stupid hungover for 2 weeks.
Correct.
Oh God.
And then I got 4 wisdom teeth out.
What fun.
Joys.
I know, right? It was so good. Lots of jelly. But then the week I decided, like the week I had planned to start gigging full time, it was like, hey, what if everyone goes into lockdown and everything goes to a standstill?
Yeah.
So that's kind of been where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you done some touring for the States? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So I went for a workshop that was being run by Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So there was like him, you know, Betancourt from Extreme, Billy Howardell from A Perfect Circle, Bibby McGill, who is Beyonce and Pink's guitarist, Wayne Kramer from MC5, Vernon Reed from A Living Colour, and they were all there, just like, oh, and John Five from Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie. Mm-hmm. So that's like all the heavier kind of stuff, because I'm kind of into that, but it was really cool. It was just like a 5-day workshop where it's like, hey, come learn how to do what I do. And then chat to me later.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was really cool. So I did that. And then after that, I went to NAMM, which is a massive music. It's like a home show, but with 7,000 stalls and it's all music.
Yeah.
So wow. I was in my happy place.
Oh man. Yeah.
But it was so intriguing because it's like, oh yeah, just looking at all this cool stuff. And you turn around and you're like, oh, that's Phil X, Bon Jovi's guitarist, right there.
Yeah.
And the whole time, you're just turning around, it's like, oh my God, what? Yeah. So, yeah, there was a few, like, crazy moments for me. Like, there's a guitarist who I froth and is, like, probably one of my influences. I would say is one of my influences. His name's Mateus Asado. Mm-hmm. He's an Instagram guitarist, but he also plays for Tori Kelly. And he is really cool. Anyway, so earlier last year, he did a tour of Australia, like his first solo tour, playing as him rather than playing for someone else. And I was like, sweet, I'm going to go. But the nearest show is in Sydney.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, that's okay. I'll plan a trip
down,
just road trip down. So planned it, booked accommodation, bought my tickets.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, I got to go. It's at the Oxford Art Factory.
Yeah.
So it'll be a cool venue. Anyway, it's like a week before the gig and they're like, hey, it's now 18 plus. And I was 17 at the time, so I couldn't go.
Oh, no.
So I messaged Mateus's manager, I thought. Well, Mum messaged them and was like, hey, what's the go? Like, can we get refunds? Because we totally didn't, 100% did buy VIP tickets to like go backstage and stuff.
Yeah.
And soundcheck, and it was Mateus who responded. He was like, yeah, can't really help you out there. Maybe go to the people you paid with or whatever.
It was, the ticket was bought through Mateus's website.
Yeah.
That's why we messaged him rather than.
Yeah. How did you message him? Like through Facebook?
Just messages.
Just website. You know, the contact me thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so I was at NAMM and I saw it, like I knew he had a show on that he was doing, but there was someone else that I needed to see that was on at the same time. I was like, oh, I can't really not go to this other thing. Like, I'd love to go see Mateus, but I think he's doing another one later. I'll go to that. Anyway, so I'm walking on my way to the other thing, and I see him walk past on the way. I was like, holy shit, that's him right there. Oh my God. And I did the thing where you turn, start walking towards him to say hi, and then you stop and you're like, nah, I can't do that, I'm not cool enough. Turn around, walk off, wait, no, I can do this. Like, I'm a big kid, you got this. And that happened about 4 or 5 times until I was like, all right, he's getting like, well, really... this kid's crazy. Yeah, it got to the point where I was like, all right, he's getting like crazy close to where he needs to be.
Yeah.
So it's either now or just leave it and go get food.
Yeah.
Because I think I missed the thing I needed to be at.
Because you were walking
in because
circles.
I'm like, I can do this. Wait, no, I can't. Anyway, so I went over and was like, hi, I'm a massive fan. I nearly went on a road trip to go see your show. You're awesome. I started crying.
Oh, no.
And then he goes, because it was, I didn't start crying at that point because I was still just like, holy shit, he is right there looking at me. Oh my God. And then he goes, oh, where are you from? I was like, oh, I'm from Australia. I live in the Gold Coast, but I nearly drove like 1,000 Ks to Sydney to go see him. He goes, oh, your name's Harry, right? Like, I remember the messages you sent me, yeah. And just the moment that, like, one of my idols is like, oh, you're Harry. Went from like, oh my God, hi, to like, oh, cool, look at me, I'm sobbing. yeah, wow. So that was a thing. It was an amazing thing. but yeah, Nam was nuts. Like, I nearly knocked over Stevie Wonder.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't see it coming?
Sorry, Stevie.
Yeah, I got lost at one point, which... Yeah, because I got lost at one point, which isn't hard to do, because it's 7,000 stalls and it's a maze with a lot of people. So it's like Panic Central. It's great. You turn around like once and you're like, cool, I have no clue where I am. But yeah, so I was walking backwards, counting stalls, because they have the stall number on like an A5 piece of paper on the floor.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, that's 7,164, 7,163, 760. That's 61. That's 63. Where is 62?
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of thing. So I'm like walking backwards, counting, and I accidentally bumped into someone wearing all black, black face mask, sunglasses on, hat, just like a black like coat, just wearing all black, covering all their skin. And then this massive, burly looking dude next to him, he's like, all right, step back. Like, what are you doing? Because I bumped into this dude. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm just lost and panicking. Don't mind me. And then I was at, like, fast forward to at home. And, like, I got a Facebook ad for some dude playing bass. And he's like, oh, Stevie Wonder showed up to my gig of me playing his song. And it's a dude in all black with black sunglasses and a burly dude next to him. I was like, oh my God. I knocked over, nearly knocked over Stevie Wonder. Is that some sort of hate crime? But yeah, it was crazy.
And was there anything in particular that you took away from that experience that's like changed the way you do things or changed the way you think or changed like your attitude to things or, you know?
If you're going to blatantly steal people's licks, don't do it in front of them.
Oh, yeah.
There was a stall there. Of a pedal company that I really like called Jackson Audio. Mateus Asado is also one of their artists. And so this is after I went, like after I met him. So I was like, cool, he's at his thing. I'm going to go check out their new pedals because they've got some unreleased pedals that aren't even announced yet. So I went over, I'm playing around. And yeah, so I just like, just started noodling what I felt was right to the sound that I had. And, one of the staff members, like one of the stall members was like, oh, I'll be back in a second. And he just left me to this stall. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And like, I hear him talking. He's like, yeah, check out this kid. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm just going to face forward because I don't know who that is, but this is cool, whatever. And yeah, so I'm just playing. And it's mostly Mateus Asado licks because why not? And I turn around and he was walking past and it was who he pointed to. I feel like a fraud. Yeah.
That's cool. If someone was, like, copying what I played, I mean, like, that's all jazz is, though, if you think about it. And it's kind of like, because, like, everyone, my whole degree was, like, learn to play like this guy, then you learn to play like this guy, then you learn to play like this guy, then you learn to play like this guy, and you copy them, and then you try to put in exactly what they do, exactly how they do it, but make it not exactly like them at all. Because, but like, it's like there's a vocabulary.
Yeah.
Of like sentences that are like just musical phrases that in the jazz world, that's like, oh, that's a Charlie Parker thing. That's a, you know? And it's kind of like, you know your stuff if you know that stuff. And in a way, it's kind of like if someone, if someone started playing like, one of my songs the way I play it, I'd be like, ah, whoa, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like, you took the time to actually, like, you must think I'm all right for a start. And secondly, like, you took the time to copy what I do because you think it's that worthwhile knowing how to do. So I think that's kind of a compliment to him.
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen it, but there's a video of John Mayer playing with B.B. King. And he's like, I feel like a fraud because I'm just playing your licks in front of you.
Yeah.
It's like breaking into someone's house while they're home being like, hey, is it okay if I take this one, and this one? Like, is it fine if I just steal these?
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole time that's what was going through my head. It's like, is this bad or good?
Yeah.
Is he like, kid's trying to jack my style? Or is he like, oh, kid's trying to jack my style?
Yeah. No, I think it'd be the second one, for sure.
Yeah, I hope so. But yeah, it was hectic.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
I'd like to go one day. We should go.
Yeah. Definitely.
Do it. It's awesome.
Might knock over Stevie Wonder properly.
Oh, personal challenge. All right.
We might get beaten up by the big guy, though.
Yeah.
Maybe we won't try that one.
How many points do you get if you knock him over? It's like 5 points if you bump into him. 10 if you, like...
Make him trip slightly.
Make him trip slightly. Just the full 100 if you body slam. But you didn't see that one coming.
He doesn't see any of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We're back.
After
short intermission and a lot of chatting about other things that were not entirely related to this. But so you were kind of just telling us about, firstly, hang on. You've got a sword.
Yeah, I have a thing for, like, weird hobbies.
Yeah.
I have a sword. It's sick. It's a German Messer, which is like a... It's like a glorified dagger.
Yeah.
Okay. Like a curvy one? Or just
Kind of. It's got a bit of a curve to it.
Yeah.
But it's like a typical European-style sword. It's really cool. It makes me feel cool. Like, you know, when you just have those days, it's like, yeah, I'm not that great, you know? Like, I'm pretty trash. It's like, whip out the sword, walk around the house with the sword for a bit. It's like, wow, I'm cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, before the sword.
I've won a bow now.
Yeah, like, I've just had a thing for weird hobbies. Like, before swords, it was like, I used to pogo stick.
Oh, yeah, like, I did that for a while. Like,
I used to take it to the skate park.
Wow.
And yeah, I could do like.
Did you
like,
drop in?
No. Hit the ball, dude.
Wow, that would have been interesting.
I used to like grind on rails and stuff
on a poker stick.
Yeah, on a poker stick. So, like where your foot goes, you kind of balance it on that because it's kind of like a wedge, and you just And then I used to do like bar spins and all the cool stuff. And then before that, I tried unicycle. That kind of ended badly. That was like a no thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, it hurts a lot if you stack it. Yeah.
One of the tall ones? Like they're a long way off the ground.
Oh, no. Just like a pretty regular, normal size.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like shorter than a bike.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Normal size.
Yeah. Imagine like middle ground between like a kid's bike and an adult's bike height-wise.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It was very fun. Yeah. I did trampolining for years.
Cool.
Nice.
Which, that was a lot of fun. I ended up going to States for that.
Did you?
Oh.
Yeah. So I came fourth for synchro.
Nice.
Which is cool. But yeah, I quit trampolining because it was like too many hospital trips.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Like I dislocated a collarbone.
Yeah. Mm. Ooh.
That was just warming up. I also did the same thing, dislocated my collarbone playing trumpet.
What?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
A horrible posture. That's how.
Wow.
I think they said I subluxated it. So just like, just sitting really badly, and then I just must have wiggled it wrong or something. Oh yeah, I would get tense and play like this, my shoulders pushed up and stuff. Yeah. But so it was like, that was something. But then like, the big one that was like maybe we should stop was I got whiplash because I stacked a trick called a Cody, which is kind of like
pogo stick or the trumpet.
No, trampoline.
Okay.
Back to the trampoline.
Back to the trampoline.
We're just jumping from story to story. Yeah, so it's a trick called a Cody, which is kind of like a backflip, but you land on your belly first, then you kick up and do another salt.
Wow, and, okay.
Yeah, so, but I didn't quite get the belly part, and I went toes first and flopped. And because you flop, you don't just flop and hit the ground. You flop and bounce back up.
Wow.
So my head went forward, back, forward.
Oh.
Like, really fast. Stood up, and I think it was more just like the shock of, holy shit, I hurt.
Yeah.
That I just collapsed and was like, what? Well, now I can't stand it. I got pins and needles everywhere.
Yeah. That's fun.
Hell yeah to being a quadriplegic. Yeah. Not really hell yeah to being quadriplegic. That's not a big...
Yeah.
That's... I didn't put that in diary.
Mm. Definitely.
Yeah, I did a... what is it? They have like an on-the-water course that you can do, like at Southport.
Aquasplash.
Yeah, Aquasplash. Yeah. Yeah, I did that with a bunch of friends, and I was like obviously thought I was like full ninja, and I like running full pelt, and I slipped, and I just went full bang right on my back,
mm-hmm.
and for 3 days afterwards, I was like walking around like I can't move my neck.
Yeah.
Like the whiplash from that was just ridiculous.
It's scary. I fell off a horse
but
one time.
You broke a collarbone.
Yeah.
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 Not ideal.
No.
And you've fallen off a horse like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like racing around a racetrack, also thinking I was like full ninja on a horse and could go real fast and stuff. And I can't, like, it's fine. But then this bunny rabbit jumped out and the horse freaked itself. And we were like galloping down a straight bit. And I was like, yeah, we got real fast today. And then my horse just, like, the rabbit, like, because this was, like, out whoop whoop sort of. So there's, like, hares and rabbits running around everywhere. Mm. But this horse, like, totally just shat itself and just, like, hooves into the ground and went from, like, straight pelting down this way to, I'm just going to, like, pop over here. And I kept going that way. So I, like, flipped over and landed on my back on, like, solid dry ground, and I couldn't move. I lay there for a long time, and I was the only one there, so that was real
fun.
Yeah, not cool. I couldn't even talk. I was just like, I feel nothing, absolutely nothing. This is not okay.
But studio cat's being a bit
she's having a moment.
Yeah,
so I think it's dinner time. She's being managed. Thanks, Tara. Yeah. She normally does. She hasn't come over today.
She talked to Harry.
But yeah, it's scary. Weird hobbies are good though.
Yeah.
I learned to juggle because I was like, I'm going to join the circus one day, so I might as well like start preparing. And I'm yet to buy a fire trolling stick. Yeah. But that's the next thing. And then
we actually have space for that now.
We definitely have space for that and a big car park. Mm. And like random stuff, like I wanted to get, so I can crack a whip in both hands, but I've only got one at the moment. But I wanted to like get a whip that I could set on fire and then just stand there and be like, woo! Because that'd be sick. Cool. Standing on
can
a
you
horse.
Crack a whip?
I don't know.
We can try later.
I could whip a towel really well if that counts for anything.
Oh, Courtney got me real good the other day.
Yeah. I can whip it that good sometimes that I cut the skin.
I accidentally did that to my girlfriend the other day. We were in the kitchen and she's like, she tickled me. I was like, I have a towel. Don't mess around. And she's like, oh, what are you going to do? Like, do it. Do it, bitch. You won't. I was like, whatever. And she goes, no, you won't. I was like, okay. Is this a challenge? She goes, yeah, do it. Do it. You won't. Dave. I was like, all right. And she's like, oh, that really hurt. And later that night, she's like, I have a bruise and like a patch of skin missing.
Yeah, wow. That's what I had.
Can I get a refund for that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mad skills.
Mad skills.
So, real quick before we finish, tell us about your later school years, because you went to a pretty groovy school.
Yeah. So, I went to a school up in Fortitude Valley called Music Industry College,
mm-hmm.
and it was so sick. So, it's 2 years, 80 students. When I went, there was 80 students in the whole school.
Oh.
And, because it's so small, it's kind of just like a family. Like, you know everyone, like, well enough to have a solid conversation and enough to call them a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So that was so cool. And it was just so relaxed. Like, you called all the teachers by their first names. There was one rule that was abused a fair bit, and that was you can speak freely, which was like, it was made for like...
you're a dick.
Yeah, it was made for like, if like, I don't know, if you hurt yourself and you go, ah, fuck. It's not like, hey, you can't do that. It's like, yeah, fair. Understandable. But it just kind of went a bit excessive every now and then, where it would be like, apparently some people in their essays would be like, and this is why I think X is shit. It's like, this is a formal essay. You can't just,
yeah,
righto, go off. but yeah, it was super sick. Because everything was music related. So maths, rather than being like, farmer has a paddock and how many cows can you fit? Because you're going to be a farmer for now. Mm-hmm. Like, if I was at my previous course, I'd be like, well, I'm not going to be a farmer, so I'm just going to do nothing and space out this whole class.
Yeah.
But they'd be like, all right, you're running a festival and you need fencing for a festival, including a green room, a stage.
Yeah,
true. How many people can you fit if you've got this much room?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, shit, all right, now I actually have to think about this.
Yeah, I would have paid attention.
Yeah, and like...
if someone worded it like that, they'd be like, ah,
in English, rather than being like... rather than being like, this is Anne of Green Gables. It's like, here's a Rolling Stone article.
Mm-hmm.
Break down why Iggy Pop looks like he should have died 12 years ago.
is that needing to be... like, isn't that fairly obvious?
And... here's the secret as to why Keith Richards isn't dead.
yeah.
It's probably because he's perma-fried. probably. But yeah, it was awesome. And the other thing that I thought was really cool was because it was so small, we didn't have a tuck shop. So it was either you bring food, because we had a kitchen at school where it was like you can just zap up some food in the microwave.
Mm.
Or it's a kettle, so lots of two-minute noodles. Lots of two-minute noodles.
Thank you, Cup.
I used to take cake in a cup.
Cake in a cup.
Was a thing. Yeah. Because to get from the train station to the school, you had to pass three 7-Elevens.
Uh-huh.
I got to a first name basis with the dude at the local, like the nearest one.
Yeah.
Because I'd just walk in and he'd be like, oh, Harry, my brother. frozen Coke today? I'm like, that's the one. Here's my dollar.
Is this breakfast?
Yeah. Breakfast, lunch, and on the way to the train. It was bad. It was so good. It was bad. But,
so much sugar.
because it was so small, they'd just be like, all right, go roam, leave the school grounds, go sit in the valley or whatever.
Wow.
So it's like, what do I want for lunch today? Mm. There's like a kebab shop there, it's KFC, Macca's.
Yeah.
Because you're not quite on the budget to go to like somewhere that does like a nice meal. You're on the budget where it's like, all right.
News change.
$1 hamburgers.
Yeah.
But it was...
well, the family deal came out and it's like $19 for like four
meals. Yeah. But that had to do that. You had to find people who were like,
oh, yeah.
Do you want to get this kind of meal with me? And they'd be like, I don't know, man. I'm feeling a burrito today. But, oh my God, talking of burritos, I spent... $100 on burritos in one go one time.
What?
Because they were like, hey, because $10 for a burrito.
So and, you got 10 of them.
Well, they were like, we have a deal where if you buy 10 on one day, we can put it on a card and you get 5 free. So
did you
pay $100, you get 15 burritos. And it was like, cool. They're filling. Have one before class and that would normally do me till dinner time.
Yeah.
So that would be my breakfast, lunch, and dinner would have just like something small. And, yes, that was great until I got the card and then I just used and abused it because it was like, hey, I don't see anything wrong with my fourth burrito of the day. yeah, so I went to the place after saving up some money. I'm like, hey, I'm here to buy 15 burritos. Let's go. And the lady was like, oh, you're actually here to do it this time, because I'd always go to like, hey, can I grab one burrito? And she'd be like, yeah, for sure. And then, but yeah, this one time I rocked up, I'm like, all right, I'm here for the 15. I'm going to do it. I did it.
And you ate all of them.
And yeah, rather than having like one a day, it just increased and it was gone in like a week, 2 weeks.
Wow.
Of 15 burritos, 5 days a week.
So, wow.
Yeah, it was excessive, but it was a great time in my
epic
life.
Epic metabolism.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. One of my friends like, got really mad at me because he's like, why can you show up to school with a 4-pack of donuts and call that your breakfast with a Red Bull? And then I'm like, vegetables. Now I look like this, like, I'm sorry, I had nothing to do with this. I just like Krispy Kremes and Red Bull.
It's not my fault, okay?
It's not my fault. I'm sorry. Yeah. I've got to keep your metabolism on his toes somehow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wow. But, yeah, MIC was sick. Also, our formal was at the Powerhouse.
Oh, that's cool.
Which was super groovy. And we also didn't have a uniform.
Nice.
So it's like, show up wearing whatever you want.
Yeah.
But there was one dude who would show up with, like, a shirt that had anime titties on it. Oh. So yeah. You'd get the What Would Dave Say shirt. And the school camp, because we started each year off with the school camp, so you got to know everyone.
That's cool.
And the place that we always did it at was like a Christian youth center because it was the cheapest place around that was cool and had activities joined in.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dave was the dude who ran it. And like at dinner, he'd be like, God bless, God bless, God bless. We'd be like, oh, love you, Dave. But you'd be like, oh, heck, what's your language? So we had the What Would Dave Say shirt, which was when I was in grade 11, it was bright orange. With a picture of Dave doing a thumbs down.
Did Dave know about these shirts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd fully endorsed them and was fine with it.
Fully endorsed them.
Okay.
And then the second year was the What Would Dave Say, but it had Brett on it because we changed school camps. And we didn't have Dave, so we had a photo of Brett, the principal, doing the same thing, but he tied his shirt up to look like a crop top.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, Brett is a middle-aged man with no hair on his head and a good-looking beer belly.
Fabulous. Nice.
Yeah, it was that great. That
sounds great.
And so you'd end up with that if you were wearing something that wasn't quite deemed appropriate. But yeah, it was great. School camps were cool too because it was like the first week of school was the camp.
Yeah.
So because that was the goal, was you're in such a small school that it's like, right, we need you. Like, not just a want, but it's kind of like, it's going to be weird if you don't know everyone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was super cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
That sounds like a cool school to go to. I'm slightly jealous. But, yeah.
It was wicked.
Is there anything else you want to cover or tell us about before we play a song? You said you're keen to do some musicking a little bit.
Well, let's music then.
All right.
Come with me, take my hand. Got all these different plans. Could look at the stars, and I will look into your eyes. Take a big airplane, float to a different land. So where are the engine starts, leave behind all your fears. Well, life is a song, it's right here together. We can do whatever. Stay by your side for more than forever. Now I got you by my side. This is love you can't deny. So enjoy this life, live it with you by my side. Life is a song, let's write it together. Notes are wrong, do whatever. Stay by your side for more than forever. Thank you. together. No one knows arrows. Do whatever. Stay by your side more than forever. Nice.
Yeah. Great. Thanks.
Sweet. Shadow stalks behind me. I see it out the corner of my eye. Try to scream, but I just can't speak. It's closing in on me. It's closing in on my soul. It's closing in on my soul. It calls out. Up in my own mind, it calls out.